Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today, where today is my conclusion of a three-part interview that I had with a good friend, my mentor, Sean Mize. Now, Sean's been sharing about his faith-based training that he does. He does these calls each and every week, sharing the gospel around the world, and he encourages and helps people to build an online business. Now, if you missed any of our prior episodes, you can go back at least the last 2 days, part one and part two, and catch up, because we are going deep today. We don't have time to go back and cover all the material we've already covered. But I'm telling you, today, Sean's going to share with you some ideas on how you can take your ideas, whether it's sharing the gospel or running a business, to the world through the power of the internet. Now here, we're jumping right back into the interview with Sean Mize.
So we live in a constant state of not measuring up. And I would submit that 150 years ago, people did not experience that to that degree. You lived in a community. You didn't have television. You didn't have Wi-Fi. You didn't know what someone in the next city was doing. If they didn't live right in your town with a log cabin that looked sort of like yours, all right, you weren't intimidated that you lived in a log cabin and they lived in a mansion, because you didn't know that. But now, everything we do, we always feel inferior. And the same thing happens online, because no matter what you teach, there's a book out there that somebody is selling online that you can purchase that's been professionally edited and it's got a beautiful cover, and it may only sell 100 copies a month and it's only changing 100 people's lives. You can change 1 million people's lives online, okay? Yeah. But you feel like your message isn't perfect, because it's not sitting in the perfect package. So, Bob, I would say that's a normal and common thing that I hear from clients, that they believe that what they're doing is not finished. It's not perfect. And I would submit to you, Bob, that the world is losing out on people's messages because they're feeling that way.
Amen. Amen. And I also think it's important to note here, you know, you helped me with the podcast training program and all that, and you're not a podcast techie type of person, right? So when I say you helped me create the coaching program, it wasn't like, you know, you're saying, okay, you make this page say this and you make this page say that. It was more of, I would say, you were asking clarifying questions that, you know, help focus me on what it was, you know, what is it I'm trying to share, and what is it I wanted the people, you know, visiting the website to leave with, what was the ultimate outcome that I wanted people to have. And that helped me zero in on actually what I was trying to do, because, you know, I was, you know, all over the place when we first started working together, and you helped zero it in, where now I'm like laser focused on what it is I'm trying to do. In my world, I call it niching down. And you know, everyone thinks they have to be everything to everyone, but it means you're really helping no one. You know, do you want to see your general practitioner for open heart surgery? Do you want to go only to the guy that deals with open heart surgery, you know, type thing? So, I mean, that's, and just to throw it out there, who makes the most money? You know, the guy who only deals with open heart surgery, the guy who does everything. But, you know, I said that's how you help me zero in, and that sort of thing can be shared really across the board, from, you know, basket weaving to coaching, from podcasting to writing books, because you have a lot of clients that are in a variety of business ventures, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So if a person decides to go into business, online or traditional, and they decide they want to honor God in the process, I guess a looming question could be in the back of their mind is, well, what if my customers or my clients quit because they don't want to hear about my faith? You know, how does that affect their bottom line? How does that affect their own, you know, mental ability to be in business? How do you approach that?
So I think that a decision has to be made, and I'm gonna present a couple options. Okay, I can't say for any person what the Lord would direct that person to do in their business. Okay?
Right.
I'll tell you what I've done in my business for most of my career. I've been satisfied to some degree, always wanting to do a little more, but satisfied with the model. I believe that it was mostly, if not all, led by the Lord, all right? But I'll share what that model is, and then I'll share a different model. I think it's wise for folks to kind of know what those options are, and then take that to the Lord and say, what's right for me? Okay, so what I have done traditionally over, and I say traditionally, probably 8 or 10 years in my business, I would deliver the training that I taught. So teaching folks how to start coaching programs, that kind of thing. And then I would offer a weekly faith-based training call. And I would tell folks it's a faith-based training call. Mm-hmm. And then at the very beginning of that call, I would say, hi, you know, Sean Mize here, and we're doing a faith-based call. Let me explain what this is. All right. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. And although I don't share these thoughts in my regular normal training, folks that know me as being a faith person or person of faith, they'll ask me sometimes questions about these types of things. And so the Lord has directed me to hold a faith-based training call where I kind of talk about some of the business principles from the perspective of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And if you're not looking for a biblical perspective, then this call is not for you. And, you know, I'll see you next week for the regular training. If you would like to get a biblical perspective on some of these ideas, then listen in. And then I'd usually open with a word of prayer. But what that did, Bob, was it gave the opportunity to say, look, I'm going to share my faith, but it's not required for you. I'm not pushing it on you. I'm warning you ahead of time that I'm going to share my faith. And if you don't want to hear it, that's okay. Yeah. No hard feelings. And what I've discovered is that some people don't want to hear it, but they continue to purchase my training because there's no harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Some people who don't believe the way that I do will still listen to the training and get something from it, because the fact of the matter is the principles in the Word of God are true for all humans. Yeah. If there's a proverb that talks about hard work, that is true for all humans, no matter what you believe spiritually. Yeah. You know, the Lord didn't give the guidelines for the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not cheat. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit murder. Okay. Those commandments are commandments for all of mankind, regardless of what we believe. And so 90% of everything we talk about anyway applies to most people. And I'll have folks of different faiths. I have Jewish folks that follow me. I have Islamic folks that follow me that they'll say, listen, I listen to your faith-based trainings. I don't believe the way that you do about Christ, mm-hmm. but the other 95% of everything that you teach affects me and impacts me and helps me. And so I really appreciate you sharing. I get very, very few people that are just a bona fide turned off. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Bob, I think, obviously, the Lord directs things, but I think that one of the keys here is letting folks know that I'm not imposing this on you, but I do believe that there's something inside of me that I feel compelled to share. If it's not for you, that's okay. This call's not for you. Now's a good time to hang up. Hardly anybody hangs up. When they're listening, they know that it's not being imposed on them. And I think that allowing folks that freedom fixes the whole thing. And so then I would say that one model would be, you know, let's say that you're a quilter, but you want to share your faith. I just believe that you can also have a faith-based call for quilters. And you can say, hey, this isn't for everybody, but if you'd like You know, I share some biblical wisdom for women or for quilters or for anybody. And if you'd like to join this, here's an opportunity to join and to hear a little bit. But Bob, I honestly believe there'll be very, very, very little conflict of interest. That folks would say, well, I'm not going to learn quilting from you because you hold this Christian call or this Christian teaching or whatever. I keep calling it call because that's what I do. But I'm not gonna learn quilting from you because you wrote a book on Bible studies. I just don't see that happening in the real world. People build up this fear. The enemy feeds the fear that if I do something in my spare time that honors the Lord, I'm going to lose all my customers. But in the real world, Bob, I don't see that happening. Now, what I do see that happens is if somebody comes out and they say, you know, they've got their quilting business, for example, and they start sending these email messages out that start throwing the gospel in people's faces, all right, then are you going to offend people? Well, of course you're going to offend people. And you know, sometimes folks will say, well, Jesus offended people. Well, whoa, wait a second. If we look at the big picture and we don't just pull a few verses out of context, Jesus didn't go around primarily offending people.
Right.
If you look at most of the times when Jesus said something that was offensible, it's because somebody, like AKA a Pharisee, would come up to him to trick him, and then he would basically put them in their place. Well, if we take that offensible thing that Jesus did when somebody got in their face and tried to trick Jesus and go, oh, wait a second, that's what the gospel is all about, we're wrong. Jesus, 95% of the time, Jesus met people at the point of their need before he preached salvation. He healed the blind person first. Yeah. Then he said, go and sin no more. He would heal the lame person first, and then he would say, go get your life right. He would heal people. He would fix people. He would forgive their sins first, and then he would say, follow me. And so I believe that no matter what somebody does, they need to meet folks' needs wherever God's blessed them to meet those needs, and then they earn the right to be able to say, by the way, this is what I believe. If you'd like to hear it, here it is. If you don't like to hear it, that's okay too.
Amen.
So that's model one, Bob. Model two would be for someone to say that, and I think we have to distinguish the difference. So model one is I'm a karate instructor, but on the side, I'm going to teach a Bible study for an hour a week. So we see this all the time. Very few people are called to be full-time pastors.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But for every full-time pastor, if you don't have 20, and it depends on the size of the church, of course, but let's just say in a church, you've got a full-time pastor makes a full-time income, but you've got 25 people that either teach a Sunday school class or a Wednesday night Bible study or a women's Bible study or a men's Bible study, and they don't get paid and they do it for an hour a week, or they rotate with four people. So Johnny gets week one, Mark gets week two, Susie gets week three. Okay. Yep. So you've got a full-time pastor, but for every full-time pastor, there's some number of people that just teach once a week. Yep. Now, just because you teach Wednesday night Bible study doesn't mean you have to quit your plumbing job where you work 40 hours a week. And it also doesn't mean that you have to turn your plumbing job into a Christian plumbing organization. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that. People tend to go overboard with everything. Yeah. You know, they try a New Year's resolution diet and go overboard, and then it fails. But if they change their lifestyle, they'd be able to keep the weight off. Well, it's the same thing. You know, only a percentage of people are called, in my opinion, to this full-time ministry thing.
That's right.
Everybody else has to continue to be a plumber and a doctor, but you can still teach an hour of Bible study. Now, you can teach that hour of Bible study at church. You can teach it at your house, or we can go online and reach millions of people and still not quit your plumbing job. Okay, so that's model one. Mm-hmm. Model two is to say, well, wait a second. There's 4 million Christians in the world that need this thing that I teach. Okay? They need business principles. They need marriage counseling. They need quilting instruction. They need whatever, okay? And not only do they need it, but they'd like a Christian perspective. And so I think that if the Lord were to lead someone, and as long as there's enough demand in the Christian world for this, okay, I think that someone led by the Lord could say, well, you know what? I am going to make kind of my group. I'm going to market to Christians.
Amen.
I'm going to say, look, I'm going to have a Christian perspective on this. Now, I'm not going to trick people. All right. So I'm not talking trickery. So I'm not saying we set up a time management business that looks like time management on the front page. But once you give them your name and email address, once you give them $1,000, you kind of jack in the box, pop up and go, oh, gotcha. Now I'm going to teach you Christian stuff. No, I'm saying, look, if you want to teach time management or productivity or podcasting for Christians, that your website says podcasting for Christians. Now, if somebody comes to the website and says, well, you know what? I don't want to learn about podcasting for Christians. I want to learn about podcasting for women. I want to learn about podcasting for quilters. Then you exit the website and you go to somebody else's website. All right. So I think that there's a place, A, for being a plumber and having a faith-based something on the side. I think there's also a place when the Lord leads it to say, I'm going to minister only to the Christian market. And that's where we're at. And I think that if we do that, we don't have any problems either. You see, Bob, I think that the problem occurs when people try to get sneaky. They say, okay, well, I'm going to have what I'm going to call a secular business, but I'm going to sneak the gospel in. Jesus was never sneaky.
Right.
He was never sneaky. He called things what they were. He healed people. Okay. He said, go and sin no more. He said, go out and don't tell anybody. Or he said, go tell everybody. Okay. But he was never sneaky.
That's right.
Jesus was never sneaky. The problem with a lot of Christians is that they're so afraid of criticism, but they're so driven to share the word that they become sneaky about it. And I don't think there's any place for sneaky. I think that you can say, I'm a plumber, but I have this Bible study on the side, or faith-based call or conference or whatever. And, or you can say, I've got this Christian business that markets to Christians. Okay. Just like a Jewish person could say, you know what? I believe that this is something that's good for Jewish folks, or somebody else could say, I believe that this is good for another folk. A group of people. You know, when we see this, Bob, this isn't just a spiritual thing, a Christian thing. We see this with different races.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, the fact of the matter is men are different than women. So you and I, we have to shave our beard every day. And so, you know, or whatever we do with our beard to have it or to not have it. So there are male-oriented shaving products, and it's a male-oriented type of thing, okay? Women might color their hair, and so there's women's hair coloring. You know, you may have something that is for a certain language crowd, and you say, hey, if this is for a Spanish audience. And so I think that sometimes also, Bob, that I feel like sometimes folks overanalyze the art of saying, I have something for Christians, when it doesn't have to be such a big deal. That's just what you have, and that's okay.
Amen. Amen. I agree. Sean, we're about out of time. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, ask a question, order your book, get information on your coaching programs, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
So, Bob, the easiest way for someone to kind of begin to learn more about the things we've talked about right here, if they're looking for the coaching topics, anyonecancoach.com. If they're looking for the spiritual topics, the success for Christians, that kind of thing, that's godlyprosperity.com. And if they'll go through that portal, one of those two portals, they'll begin to access other training. I mean, there's, you know, we've got thousands of hours of training. We've got dozens, if not hundreds, of YouTube videos, thousands of articles online. So to direct someone to one little place would be difficult. But if they'll go through one of those portals and get onto one of the email lists where they're receiving emails from us, then they'll begin to be introduced over time to various places where folks could learn more.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I am living proof. I was totally lost online when I started out. I basically self-taught myself about online radio and then podcasting. And like I said, it's been over 10 years now that I've had the radio station going. We have listeners in over 160 nations, praise God. And the podcast, in just 3 years, we've been blessed with over 500 interviews, 650 episodes. And I've been helping one-on-one people starting their podcasting adventure for several years. But it was with Sean's help that he's helped to help me focus in on what I'm doing as part of my overall ministry effort and to monetize it in the process. And Sean, I just want to thank you for all the help you've given me. And truth be told, if it was not for your help and your encouragement, it would probably still only be a dream instead of a reality. So I do appreciate all that you've done for me over this past few years as well. So, and thank you for coming on the program today. I know you're busy, and I appreciate the time you took out of your schedule to share with our listeners.
Bob, thank you for having me here. Thank you. I'll tell you, I want to say this. I want to congratulate you for what you've done over these last few years. You know, you've given me a lot of credit on this call for kind of pointing the way, but you've done 99%. Well, you've done 100% of the work. My pointing the way was 1% or 0.5%. I was a signpost, but you did the other 99.9%. And I just, not only in the natural do I want to say kudos and congratulations, and you've done what only 1 in 1,000 people have the mental fortitude to do. I've been there. What you've done is not easy. You've fought an uphill battle. It's not easy to ask 500 people for an interview and get 500 interviews. That's not easy. I mean, most people give up after 2. So you've plowed an amazing road. But I'll tell you what's amazing, and I think that this is where God gets all the glory everywhere. But this is where I believe that something special is going on. You're reaching, you've reached over 1 million people, or a million times.
1.3,
You know, and I can see this being 1 million a year. I can see this being 10 million, 20 million, 100 million over time. The Lord is doing something amazing through you. By having that obedience moment, and you doing it, and you fighting through, because I know it hasn't been easy, because I've been on the battlefield before, and I know that what you've done is hard, and you question yourself, and you doubt yourself, and you keep pushing. You're reaching. I want to say this to you, Bob. You're reaching an inflection point where the next 500 are going to be easier than the last 500. The next 500 after that will be easier than the first 1,000, because of the relationships that you've developed, because of the Lord's blessing, perhaps even in response to your faithfulness. The Lord spoke about being faithful in the little before you can receive the big. And Bob, you've been faithful in the little, and I believe that God is setting you up for exponential increase. And even when we talk about the financial side of things, boy, I'll tell you, when you start out and you have one pastor on board, and it, you know, some number, $50 or $100 a month, that doesn't pay the bills. But when you get to the place where you've got more and more viewers, and you've got folks that actually are begging you to be on the show and begging you to be a part, you get to the place where the money can begin to increase exponentially as well, even when it's not the focus. And Bob, I believe that as long as you continue to structure things correctly, as you grow, the financial part can grow as well, so that you can continue to be a great blessing to others.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, Sean, because I say, yeah, it's been a long road to hoe, but God gets all the glory because we started with one broadcaster, and that was me. We got 52, 53 submitting programming every week now, and you know, the Lord is the one who grew the radio station, and from that, the podcast, and from that, the podcast training program, so we're able to help other men and women of faith preach the gospel as well. Now, you know, we didn't even bring up, but you know about the faithcasters.net, our Christian online podcast hosting and marketing program. That's coming online and within, well, time of this recording, within 2 weeks, it'll be launched. So, I mean, this thing is all just growing from one obedience to one thing. When the Lord said to me, you know, in 2008, begin a weekly online radio program, 30-minute online radio program. And look what the Lord has done. I mean, if he'd have showed me all this, what's happening right now, way back then, I'd probably go back and start drinking again because it would have been just too scary. Folks, you need to get in touch with Sean Mize. I mean, if you're not learning, if you are not into learning about online marketing and things like that, allow him to minister to you through his faith-based calls. I mean, they are awesome. And you know, go down in the show notes down below. Get in touch with them today. Sean, thank you again for coming on the program today. I do appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome, Bob. May God bless you richly as you continue his work in his kingdom.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Sean Mize, myself, it's Bob Thibodeau reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.